Hi, my name is Liz Taylor-Quilliam from Michigan State University, and I'm going to talk about a couple of studies that I've done with several colleagues representing a really interdisciplinary research team. We had people from the Department of Human Nutrition, from the School of Packaging, and from our Advertising and Public Relations. And we were interested in, well, I guess first of all I should state we have no relationships to disclose either. We were interested in looking at some of the tactics that are prevalent but less common than television and not as frequently addressed as television for many of the same reasons that Lisa already talked about with television advertising. And I can skip through a lot of this because the statistics are going to be the same. There's a lot of money spent trying to reach children. And Lisa did a very nice job of describing the CFBAI, the 16 companies now that are participating, and have defined limitations on how they will address children with their marketing communications. What is most noteworthy for some of the information I'm going to report is the areas that they have excluded, that they have not addressed in self-regulation, in particular product packaging. The CFBAI pledges are completely silent when it comes to packaging. We're also interested in online interactive games because kids are spending more and more time online. And while those are addressed, it's still in the same kind of terminology that they're using for television. They talk about websites primarily directed to children. And as we know, kids can go online and access anything they want to. And some of our previous work, we got criticized by the industry because they claimed we were including sites that were not targeted to children. And yet they often would have disclaimers on there saying, hey kids, you've been playing the game for 15 minutes, now it's time to go outside. So we took that to mean it is child directed. So the purpose of the studies that I'm going to talk about today first was to identify the presence of packaging cues on food packages for foods identified by the CFBAI as better for you. So these were the products that each company specifically indicated in their pledge met their nutrition standards. And we thought that by looking only at those products, we would eliminate the criticism that we were casting too wide a net. But they said these are products that we consider acceptable under our pledges. We also wanted to look at how they use integrated marketing tactics, specifically the food packages and the online games, which often have images of packages in the game. Why study packaging? First of all, there are very few studies that have investigated the influence of packaging. Previous research has been based often on a single category, the Rudd Center extensive work with cereal, or we found some other studies that used a predefined set of characteristics to talk about what is a fun factor in packaging. We wanted to see what is being used. And the reason that we were so interested in packages is that at the point of purchase, the package provides easy recognition for the child and the parent. And it goes beyond that. The package has a home life. It continues on. The cereal box sits on the kitchen table. The child is continually exposed to those images and the messages. Packages are also interactive. They can engage children in ways that passively watching television doesn't. So we decided that we wanted to try to identify something we called fun factors. What are the things that packages do that engage children? And initially we looked at how children can interact with the package in an organoleptic sense, all of the five senses, including the type of packaging material and the package shape. And we expanded that to consider cues that engage interest and attention while creating a positive hedonic experience. These kinds of cues increase the amount of time that the child is spending with the package or with brand-related information, and they help create a brand experience that is rich with information and affect, positive affect towards the brand, and not based on nutrition. In terms of online games, Food marketers have extensively used free online games that may or may not be targeted to children, but certainly children are playing these games. The advertising industry is spending up to $2 billion on this type of game this year. The games integrate food brand advertisers as key gameplay components. They do this in several different ways. They may be background advertisements, they may be active game components that the child is actually playing with, so they're playing with the food, literally. And often, in our previous research, we found, just as with the television research, that the products that are depicted in the games tend to be high in sugar, sodium, and fat. And the package, or the game itself, is really blurring the line between advertising and entertainment. And a lot of the work that's been done previously on advertising to children has looked at how can we help children distinguish entertainment content from advertising, but when the ad is the entertainment, there isn't a distinction. So we did two studies that I will try to cover in my 12 minutes today. In the first, we did a content analysis of food packages. And in order to be sure that we really were selecting the appropriate packages, we took the list of all of the products that the CFBAI companies identified in their pledges. We divided those into 9 categories, and we randomly sampled each of the 9 categories. As I mentioned, we looked at a lot of the physical characteristics. We identified a series of different fun factors. And for our nutritional analysis, we evaluated them based on the Center for Science and the Public Interest Nutrition Standards. We conducted this analysis before the IWG nutrition standards were released, and we wanted to find a single standard rather than looking at what each company said they would do. In study 2, we had an advert game created incorporating a package in the game, and we looked at it from different perspectives. We had it integrated as a game component that the child was capturing packages as they play, and we also had it as a background advertisement. And we used a package, a serial package, in the game. In study 1, what we found is every package we looked at except one had a website named. So marketers are using their packages to direct children to the websites. We found a great prevalence of characters, in particular trade characters, characters that companies have created to represent fun and represent their products. We found interactive types of delivery, ways that the child could play with the package, not just consume the food, and a lot of cross promotions. And what you can see here, particularly under cross promotions, the green line, the larger one, is cross promotions for other food products. So the packages are selling not only the food that's in the package, but other products. And we found with the characters, again, a lot of trade characters being used. We found that over half of the packages had 2 or more of these fun factors. And we also found that more than half of them would not meet the CSPI nutrition standards. So they were high in either sugar, sodium, or fat, or more than one of those. And remember, these were the products that the companies had identified on their pledges as meeting standards for being healthy. In study 2, we created an advert game with a cereal package. We used a cereal brand from Australia so that we would control for any pre-exposure. We didn't want to be measuring children's attitudes about brands they already knew. And we created several different versions of this game. We had it, the cereal package being the component that the child would capture. We also had a control with balloons. And we recorded the game as our passive condition. We were trying to identify differences between passive exposure to television advertising and the active exposure involved in gameplay. And so what we created, we recognize, isn't a television commercial, but it's somewhat similar to product placement, where the child is passively watching but sees the brand. And this is just a couple of screenshots. You can see on the top one, we have the balloons. The child would move the little character here along trying to capture the balloons, and every once in a while would pass a billboard. So that was our background condition. In the active condition, the little character is moving along and the child has to jump up and try to capture the cereal boxes without falling off the building. And proof that you can actually win this game. It took me about 2 weeks, but I mastered it. I'm not the target audience, obviously. What we found is that active playing did result in greater, more positive attitude, greater preference for the brand in the game. And we also found that when children played the integrated version, they were more likely to want to have their parents purchase the brand than in the background condition. And this was with our initial data with only about 100 subjects. And we wanted to continue on and look further. So we found some interactions. We have a larger sample now of about 240. And we divided this into by age, 5 to 7 and 8 to 10. And we found that the older children had a more positive attitude towards the integrated brand than towards the background brand. The younger children, there was no difference. They didn't care. They liked cereal. We found integration and playing watching an interaction where there were similar attitudes regardless of the integration, but the watching children had more positive attitudes when the brand was integrated. And we found in purchase requests that actually those who watched the game were more likely to request the purchase than those who played the game. In the background condition, it was just the opposite. And we have some hypotheses about why that happened. We think that the children who were in the integrated condition and in the active gameplay were probably concentrating more on the game itself and the game results, while when the brand was in the background, it was having a separate effect. To quickly summarize all of the findings from both of these studies, in study one, we looked at the foods that had been deemed as better for you and found that 62% would not meet an objective third-party standard. We found a tremendous prevalence of fun factors on these food packages that were targeted to children. In study two, we found evidence of the influence of AdraGame play on brand attitudes and on purchase requests. And we found that these reactions are also age-dependent. We believe that this calls for wider expansion of the self-regulation initiatives. We'd like to see packaging included. We think that some of these tactics are ways to circumvent the self-regulation and for marketers to reach children using product packages and using online games. So we believe that expansion of the initiative to cover these would be a welcome addition. I'd like to also, before I close, thank our funders and have the same kind of disclaimer as Lisa. These are not the views of the NIH or the Michigan Children's Trust Fund. And I'd like to thank all of my colleagues and our research assistants who were too numerous to mention here. And thank you all very much.